Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Gibbons and I were at the Ice Cube show.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome show, right?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
The rave downtown, they had this whole beer garden set up now. Like, mm-hmm. their whole front parking lot is like a beer garden.
Mm-hmm. It was Saturday night, not Friday.
Was it Saturday? That's fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a parking lot anymore. For some reason, they had it all roped off, and there were tables, and it was really
awesome.
Cool looking.
Great.
Badass.
So as I'm walking in, I go in through the side, through this little beer garden area, and I hear someone yell, "Hey, Andy," from across the way. Like, from the other side of the parking lot. I hear, "Hey, Andy." My real name is Andy.
Uh-huh.
So I think, is somebody yelling at me right now? Or somebody yelling at somebody else named Andy? Because I'm confused because it's a group of people. And I can't tell who exactly is yelling at me. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking back and forth, and they hear, "Andy, it's me. Don't walk away from me. Don't you walk away from me." And I was like, okay, this guy clearly knows me. And it was, so I walk up and I approach the guy. And it's somebody that I've met many, many, many times that mm-hmm. works at the rave.
Yeah.
That I just didn't recognize from a distance. And I thought I was very confused. And now I have to go into this awkward situation where I don't remember his name.
Well, so what? Didn't you just walk up and go,
"Make it even worse.
I couldn't recognize you."
That's what I tried to do, but it was very clear at that point that I didn't recognize him. So
dude.
I was just making it worse.
Gibbons, tell me what
it
happened.
It was a horrible, horribly awkward situation.
So before...
And then the guy goes up and sees Gibbons. Go ahead.
Yeah, tell me what happened,
Riggs
Gibbons.
Before Riggs can remedy the situation, the guy, Kenny, what's up, Kenny?
Yeah, Kenny.
Comes up to me and goes, "What's up with Riggs, dude?" And I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I yelled his name in the beer garden," mm-hmm. and he looked at me, made eye contact, and then turned around and walked in the opposite direction super quick.
I told you, Riggs has been an odd cookie lately, man.
I'm like, what the hell? Because apparently he yelled your name, your real name, Andy, and not
right.
Riggs. And
so
you
wait,
didn't
you
know?
Walked away? You didn't even walk towards him when he yelled your name?
I wasn't sure who he was yelling at. I was like, is he talking to me right
he goes,
now?
We made eye
Andy?
Contact for a solid second, and then he turned around and went in the other direction quick as hell.
Like, he's not talking to me. And then I turned around, I was like, he is talking to me.
Oh, my gosh.
So I run up to Riggs, and I'm like, dude, Riggs, what are you, a big timer? You don't remember Kenny? You don't know Kenny? Kenny, come on, it's Riggs. Riggs, Kenny.
And I was like,
we've seen Kenny a thousand times.
We have. We always see him at rave shows.
Every time.
No.
But
so for some reason, you forgot his name or what?
Yes, it's very obvious.
Not even
very
forgot
obvious.
His name. Didn't even know the guy.
Well, I know him. I've met him before, but I just, for
so
some reason,
funny.
In that moment, I didn't even remember him. And it was just, I just kept digging my hole even worse and worse. I think I patched things up with Kenny now.
I hope so.
I think
so.
We're much
That's
better
funny.
Now.
Oh, man.
Back to the odd cookie. What do you mean I'm an odd cookie lately? You said they made a comment.
I mean you're an odd cookie. You're not
Why?
Yourself. I've told you this off the air and on the air, dude.
Why do you think I'm not myself, though?
I don't know. I don't know if you're depressed. I don't know if you're going through something. I don't know if you're stressed out because you've had 9,000 things happen in your life, but I know that
right?
you're irritable. I know that you want to argue.
I'm not irritable.
I know that you don't think
I don't
things
argue.
Are funny because you're in a bad mood.
Shut up. That's not funny.
See? I can make a joke and Riggs is just annoyed by it. You can tell. He just he's just either hates me or he hates the world. But it might just be me, actually.
I think it's the world that I hate right now.
It could be the world.
Like, you're not fun. You're like, I try to joke with you and you just like, are like, huh? What? Like, you're irritable and edgy. I can't explain it.
I'm not edgy. I'm not irritable. What are you talking about? I'm going to keep making
Don't
your
ask
points.
Me, ask Gibbons. I mean, he's the dude. I'm the chick, so I overanalyze.
No,
Gibbons is going to be like, you're fine, dude. You're fine.
No, it's been different. It's been odd for the last couple
Odd's
of weeks.
Odd's a better word.
Yeah.
Not bad, not just weird.
Different.
You've been odd.
So that, what,
odd.
Not recognizing people at events?
No, just in general.
Losing my
it's
mind,
you
maybe.
All together.
What
if it's a whole. Yes, not recognizing someone or walking away. That's just, you're just different.
What if it's a midlife crisis?
I don't think it's a midlife crisis.
Are you okay? We're here for you.
I'm
you.
I'm fine.
Man. Okay.
I'm very fine. That's why I'm concerned that people think there's
sure?
something wrong with me. I'm sure. Of course, I'm sure.
Okay.
If there was something wrong with me, I would know there's something wrong with me.
Well, that's not true.
We got a text at 71037 that maybe shed some light.
Oh, what?
It's because Riggs isn't drinking, that he's a little irritable, a little different.
Oh, no. That could be.
Could
maybe.
Be.
Today's 90 days, by the way, sober with the sober summer. That's haven't drank in 90 days.
That sounds to me like mission accomplished. Don't get a drink.
A drink, dude.
Made it
no,
90.
I don't need a drink to calm me down. I'm fine as it is. I'm fine with life as it is.
Okay.
But I appreciate you asking, though. It's good. It is good to ask people. If they are okay.
Yeah, but you say you're fine, so.
And I am okay.
So does that mean you're just being an ass or what?
Yes. 100%. I'm allowed to be an a-hole sometimes.
Oh, Riggs.
Why not?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.